So first I want to thank David for sending around the email so that you have this essay. Hopefully you're able to print it out. And you already said Slichos today, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, cool. So tonight is Purim for you. And some of what we're going to discuss today is relevant to you tonight. Here where I am, it's not so relevant. Because they gave us that wedge, that extra day until we commemorate Purim.
Yerushalayim. What do you do today? I mean tonight, tomorrow. What do you do?
I personally don't do anything, just help my wife because we're having the whole family for Shabbos. But for most people, they like to go out of town. They go to Telstone, other places, in order to chaperite another day of Purim. The only thing is, if you sleep in Tel Aviv, I'm just using Tel Aviv as a mashal, overnight tonight, then you're probably chayev in Megillah four times, not just twice. And the same is for all the other mitzvahs. But what I want to discuss with you today is a very ambiguous chiddush of Rav Amram Gaon, which is quoted by the Hagos Maimonios. So if we're ready to go, let's start with Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Beis Halacha Yud Gimel, and Hagos Maimonios. He was one of the Rishonim, and he has a super commentary attached to the Rambam, and he writes, Belel Purim Mispalalim Arvis Al Hanisim. That doesn't sound like a great chiddush. It's Leil Purim, and we should be reciting Al Hanisim. Afal Pisha Dain Lo Karu Es HaMegillah. Meirav comes before Kriya HaMegillah. That's not a big chiddush. However, the Lo Kasher Kosav Rav Amram Gon B'Siduro She'ein Omrim Al Hanisim Adli Achar Kriya HaMegillah. Now that itself is perplexing. Why should we omit Al Hanisim in Meiriv on the night of Purim? Because we haven't yet recited the Megillah, we haven't yet read the Megillah. But then his analogy is even more perplexing. And he writes, the Mishna Purim Mikol Yontif, Sha'omer Me'ena Ma'ora Bi'arvis. When I say his analogy, I'm sorry, what I meant to say was the analogy of the Hagos Maimonios. I stand corrected. And the Hagos Maimonios says, I don't understand. Why should you, Rav Amram Gaon, omit Al Hanisim in Meiriv? How is it different than any Yontif? Right? We go into Shul, and we dab in Meiriv, and we recite Yalei V'Yavol. So Al Hanisim should be analogous to Yalei V'Yavol. That part I understand. But in the case of Leil Purim, the issue is Kriyas HaMegillah, meaning should we recite Al Hanisim before Kriyas HaMegillah? Well, what would be the parallel on a Leil Yontif? Well, you know, what could have been the argument? Meaning, if Rav Amram Gaon would have been consistent, then on Leil Yontif, we should have postponed Yalei V'Yavol until what? Till Kiddush. He says, Afal Pisha Dain Lo Kiddushu. In other words, if you accept Rav Amram Gaon's logic, we need a process of Kiddush, and only then can we add something to the Shmon Esrei. So on Leil Yontif, we should wait for Yalei V'Yavol until after Kiddush, and the same thing should apply on Leil Purim. We should wait until after Kriyas HaMegillah to add Al Hanisim. And he says, Lo matzinu li olam tfilas arvis choluk mitfilas yotzer eli olam maskirim bazu ubazu. So in Meiriv, we never found that we should wait until after Kiddush, and we're going to recite Yalei V'Yavol on Meiriv time, on Yontif, and why should we wait for Al Hanisim until after Kriyas HaMegillah? Now he has an equation here to Tfilas Yotzer. We'll come back to that in Mirz Hashem a little bit later. But let's just summarize what we see over here. According to Rav Amram Gaon, we're not going to recite Al Nisim on the night of Purim in Ma'ariv until after we read the Megillah. Now Gaos Farmanios disagrees, and he says that we should be Mispal Arvis with Al Nisim even before Kriyas Megillah. And he points out that according to Rav Amram Gaon, if you would accept his logic, what's the difference between Purim and any Yontif? Just like on any Yontif and Ma'ariv, we're going to recite Yalav Yovo, even though we haven't yet recited Kiddush Al Yayin, so too, in the case of Purim, we should be reciting Al Nisim and Ma'ariv even before the Kriyas HaMegillah. So there's some sort of an equation here between Kriyas HaMegillah on Leil Purim and Kiddush on Leil Yontif.
I have a question.
David?
Because it's Purim.
David, can you speak a drop loud? I don't hear you.
I have a question.
That's what you told me twice already.
Shabbos, which maybe is different than Yontif, we say that when the man davens Shmoneh Esrei, right, Friday night, so he is Yotze Zohar for Shabbos.
Ah.
He's already met. So why don't you say the same thing by this? Meaning, you said Shmoneh Esrei, you said you were kind of Tishrei Lishmanim, and now you're Yotze, Kiddush in a sense.
That's
enough to Shabbos.
So, David, you're making an excellent point. Meaning, if we accept the Agos Maimonides' analogy, then maybe the answer to his question is that we actually postpone Yalav Yovo until after Kiddush. Meaning, not the Kiddush Al Yayin, but the Kiddush in Shmoneh Esrei. And the Yalav Yovo is going to come right after we recite Kiddush.
Right.
So we have two questions on Agos Maimonios and one question on Rav Amram Gaon. The two questions on Agos Maimonios: number one, why does he accept some sort of analogy between Al Nisim and the relation between Al Nisim and Kriyas HaMegillah on the one hand, and Yalav Yovo and its relationship to Kiddush on the other hand? They don't seem to in any way mirror image each other. I mean, there's Kriyas HaMegillah and there's Kiddush. One could ostensibly argue that maybe we should postpone any addition to Shmoneh Esrei that declares Yontif until after Kiddush. I mean, one could say such a thing in logic, but what does that have to do with Kriyas HaMegillah? But why would that be relevant to Kriyas HaMegillah? And now you have a second question. Even if I find some sort of parallel, some sort of relevancy, but is it really true that we recite Yalav Yovo before Kiddush? Maybe the Kiddush in Shmoneh Esrei itself would be sufficient to allow me immediately afterwards to insert Yalav Yovo, and that might be the argument of Rav Amram Gaon. So that if for some reason, according to Rav Amram Gaon, which that's the question we have on Rav Amram Gaon, Kriyas HaMegillah is a kind of a Kiddush, that Kriyas HaMegillah initiates the day of Purim, then he might argue that Enochinami, in the case of Yontif, we can only recite Yalav Yovo after Kiddush initiates Yontif, and that's going to happen in Shmoneh Esrei itself. And we don't have to wait till Kiddush Al Yayin. So we have a number of questions. So let's begin with the Rambam and his definition of the mitzvah of Kiddush. This is at the very end of Hilchos Shabbos, the next to last chapter, Perek Chaf Tes. The Rambam establishes that there's a mitzvah saseh min HaTorah, and he derives it from Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and Midivrei Sofrim, he tells us in Halacha Vav, in the same chapter, that we have to be Mekadesh Al Yayin. The Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Kiddush, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, writes that according to the Rambam, Tfilah bilvad, in Tfilah itself, we recite the Kedusha Sayom, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, we already fulfill the mitzvah say of Kiddush. And if that be the case, you know, we have a problem, which we'll see as we go along, with a man being motzi a woman. Perhaps he was already yotze his mitzvah of Kiddush in Shul in Ma'ariv, and she hasn't yet davened Ma'ariv, and she's obligated in Kiddush. And how is he going to be motziah? But let's leave that out for the time being. Now, on the Shulchan Aruch, we have comments of Rabbi Kiveger. And he writes the following, that according to the Ran and the Rashba in the Sugya of Ner Chanukah, Kiddush al Yayin or on a pas, you have two alternatives, is Doraisa. V'ein yotzi dechovaso b'kiddush b'tfilah. As opposed to the Rambam, who insists that you could be yotzi your mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShal Sakacho in Shmon Esrei, these Rishonim, the Ran and the Rashba, maintain that you need Kiddush on something. It doesn't have to be on Yayin, but it has to be on Pas or on Yayin, and Tefillah alone is not enough to fulfill your mitzvah d'oraisa. Let's take this back and plug it into the Agos Maimonios. The Agos Maimonios was worried, why is it that on any Yontif we recite Yalav Yovo in Shmon Esrei even before Kiddush? Well, maybe we can answer with the Ran and the Rashba, that maybe the Agos Maimonios thinks that although he recited Kiddush in Shmon Esrei, on a Doraisa level, he has not fulfilled his mitzvah of Kiddush. So in Shmon Esrei, he has a Kiddush, but he needs Kiddush al Yayin or on a Pas, and that's Doraisa. And if that be the case, then we understand why the Agos Maimonios has a Pella here, and he raises the objection against Rav Avraham Gaon, how could it be that we recite Yalav Yovo in Meiriv, we haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush, at least not at the Raisa level, if you hold like the Ran and the Rashba? Rav Avraham Gaon might hold that, as the Magen Avraham says, that, and that's the Rambam Shita, that Yotze Kiddush Doraisa in Tefillah itself. And therefore, Yontif is irrelevant to have discussion about Al Anisim on the night of Purim, because in the case of Yontif, Enochinami, as David said before, we fulfill we add the Yalav Yovo only after Kiddush. And we were Yotze Kiddush Doraisa with the Bracha Asher Al Makadish Yisrael Vazmanin. And now we're ready for Yalav Yovo. So again, we still don't understand exactly how Mikra Megillah fits into this whole constellation. But what we do know is that if we have an analogy between Yalav Yovo and its relationship to Kiddush on Leil Yontif and Al Anisim its relationship to Kriyas HaMegillah on Leil Purim, then we could say that the machlokas between the Hagos Maimonides and Rav Avraham Gaon boils down to this very issue. Am I Yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush with Kiddush and Tefillah? So Rav Avraham Gaon would say yes. Hence, Yalav Yovo is appropriate because it comes on the coattails of Kiddush. On the other hand, the Hagos Maimonides has a problem. How could we recite Yalav Yovo before Kiddush? And even though we recited Kiddush and Tefillah, but that's not enough. We need Kiddush al Yayin or al Pas, and that we haven't done yet. So far we're making some progress. We're not there yet. Again, the main question is going to be the issue about Kriyas HaMegillah, but at least in terms of the analogy to Leil Yontif, if we do find some sort of justification to equate Megillah with Kiddush on Leil Yontif, we can explain the machlokas between the Agos Maimonios and Rav Avraham Gaon in terms of this machlokas, whether you could be Yotze Kiddush Doraisa in Tefillah. At this point, Rabbosai, we want to introduce the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah of Shabbos brings a machlokas as to whether or not a person could fulfill his mitzvah of Kiddush when it's still light out, meaning after Tosefes Shabbos. And he says the following: if we assume that Tosefes Shabbos is Doraisa, then perhaps he could be Makadesh and fulfill his mitzvah Doraisa of Zochas Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho after Tosefes Shabbos. Or should we say no, that Kiddush has to wait until Laila, that Tosefes Shabbos is only Derabbanan, Kiddush is Doraisa, and therefore we have to postpone Kiddush until Shabbos Doraisa. Although Tosefes Shabbos is Derabbanan, but Shabbos Doraisa is only is only inaugurated with Lila. So whether or not you could be Yotzei Kiddush at the time of Tosefes Shabbos would depend upon whether Tosefes Shabbos is a Doraisa or it's only Durabana. Now, in the light of the Minchas Chinuch, if we plug this back into the Hagos Maimonios, the Hagos Maimonios points out in his argument and his objection against Rav Amram Gaon, that how is it possible that we recite Yalav Yovo on the night of Yontif before Kiddush? So we could perhaps suggest that the Hagos Maimonios understands that as far as Yontif is concerned, to add Yalav Yovo in Mairiv without Kiddush, not because, as we said earlier, that we identify the Hagos Maimonios with the Rashba and the Ran, that you're not Yotze with Kiddush, where Kiddush and Tefillah, you don't have to pin down the Hagos Maimonios to that Shita, but rather what Hagos Maimonios has in mind here is a scenario in which you daven Ma'ariv early, before Shkiyas Achama, after you makabel on yourself Tosefes Shabbos, and in such a case, Hagos Maimonios holds that Tosefes Yontif technically, that's not enough to engender a Kedushas Yontif. It's only a Derabbanan. And therefore the question is, how can we therefore add Yalav Yovo to Kiddush, Yalav Yovo to Tefillah, even if I grant you you could be Yotze the mitzvah d'orais of Kiddush in Shmones, right? But that's only after Lila. In event that you are Makadesh, if you are Mispalel after Tosefes Yontif, that Kiddush would not be a mitzvah d'oraisa because we have to wait till Lila. And the whole institution of Tosefes Yontif is only Durabbanan. So again, there are two ways of explaining why that goes. My money is feels that you cannot be Yotze Kiddush in Tefillah, and hence, how could you add Yalav Yovo before Kiddush? One way is to say that he holds that Kiddush depends on Yayin, and the Kiddush in Tefillah is lacking Yayin. The other way is to say that he's talking about a scenario of Kiddush Mibod Yom before Chashecha, in which case he holds that the institution of Tosefes Yontif is only Derabbanan, and on a Deraisa level, therefore it's impossible for you to have fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush Deraisa at a time when it's not Shabbos according to the Torah law. In which case, it's very easy now to understand that Rav Amram Gaon was of the opinion that before you say Yalav Yovo, you will Yotze Kiddush Deraisa, and that is because A, Kiddush Doraisa does not require Yayin, and B, because Kiddush Doraisa could be fulfilled even before Chashecha, the time of Tosefes Yontif. However, what is this entire equation? That's the real problem that we have to address. That Hagos Maimonios compares Purim to Yontif, and he says that just like in Yontif you add Me'ena Ma'ora even before Kiddush, namely before Kiddush on Yayin or during Tosefes Yontif, so too, how can you possibly justify Ala Nisim before Kriyas HaMegillah? So the very fact that we can recite Yalav Yovo on Leil Yontif even before Kiddush, because again he's assuming there is no Kiddush, therefore we have to assume that you can recite Ala Nisim before Megillah reading, meaning the laws that govern what we call Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Teilo Bechol Yom Teilo Meim Berchosav, namely the laws that regulate what you add to Tefillah, which are the same laws that govern both Yalav Yovo on Yontif and Ala Nisim on Purim, those laws, those regulations, those conditions do not require that you've already done the mitzvah of Kiddush, or in the case of Leil Purim, the mitzvah of Ala Nisim. I'm sorry, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. In other words, the tefillah dimension and the chiyuv that emanates from tefillah of reciting Me'ena Ma'ora does not depend neither on Kiddush nor on Kriyas HaMegillah. And therefore the underlying analogy of Hagos Maimonides is, what are the laws that govern Me'ena Ma'ora? And if on Leil Yontif, Me'ena Ma'ora does not depend upon Kiddush, so therefore on Purim, the Me'ena Ma'ora does not depend upon Kriyas HaMegillah. So we're making, again, a little progress. We're chipping away piece by piece. Again, I don't know, in baseball terms, maybe we're past first base. We haven't even hit second base, but we'll at least we're on the way. We got a base hit. And now...
Isn't the most obvious of these questions with regards to Rosh Chodesh, saying Yalav Yalav on Rosh Chodesh, which positively doesn't come into effect till the next day?
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you the truth, Joe. Yalav Yom Rosh Chodesh operates with a whole different set of regulations. It has to do with Kiddush HaChodesh. So you know what, Joe? I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how much time you have. I mean, for you, it's Purim in a few hours. I got plenty of time. But I have a lot to fit in a very short amount of time. So I suggest the following, Joe. If you could stay with me till after the Shia, we'll have a discussion about Rosh Chodesh. My main question for today is what I call Kiddushas Hayom. Let's assume that Rav Amram Goin believes that the laws that govern Me'ena Ma'ora, meaning to add something to Shmon Esrei, are dependent upon Kiddushas Hayom. What I mean is, first I have to be Mekadish the Yom. And afterwards I can add to Shmon Esrei a description of the day. So therefore, logically, and this is the argument of Agos Maimonios, after on Leil Yontif, after I was Mekadish the Yom, I recited Kiddush, now I can add Yalav Yovo and make a declaration that today is Yom, Yom HaThis, Yom HaThat, whatever the day is. Why? Because I need Kiddush to be Mekadish the Yom. Now, what about Purim? Here's a radical question. Is there such an entity called Kiddushas Hayom in Purim? Again, we're still far away from Megillah, but we're going to get to Megillah. Because if there's some sort of acceptance of Kiddushas Hayom, again, we're going to have to make three assumptions here. And each one of these three assumptions is really far out. Assumption number one is that Purim has Kiddushas Hayom. Assumption number two is I have to accept upon myself Kiddushas Hayom. Assumption number three, premise number three, is that only with Kriyas HaMegillah do I accept or initiate Kiddushas Hayom. So A, there is Kiddushas Hayom, that entity exists in Purim. Number two, I have to accept it, I have to initiate it. Number three, the method by which I initiate Kiddushas Hayom is Kriyas HaMegillah. If you accept all three premises, then you begin to understand Rav Aram Gon's problem. He wants to know, how can I recite? Oh, now I have to add another premise. The other premise is going to be a premise in Me'ena Ma'ora. When can I add something to my tefillah and declare that this day is so and so? Only after the Kiddushas Hayom. And in the case of Purim, if I assume there is a Kiddushas Hayom, that Kiddushas Hayom is going to be generated and inaugurated by Megillah reading. Hence, Rav Amram Gon says, omit al Nisim in Ma'ariv on the night of Purim. Comes along that goes by Maimonides and he says, wait a minute, I'm going to prove to you from Kiddush on Leil Yontif that I don't need to accept upon myself Kiddush Sayom in order to add al Nisim Me'ena Ma'or in Tefillah. I mean to say Yalav Yom in Tefillah. And I'll prove it to you. Again, the proof of Agos Maimonides is based on the assumption that you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush in Tefillah. If there's no option of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush in Tefillah, we gave two explanations for that. The Agos Maimonides asked Rav Amram Gon the following question. I haven't yet been Mekadish the Shabbos, or in this case the Yontif. How could I possibly say Yalav Yovo? And if you take a look at the end of a paragraph here, if you have the text in front of you that starts with the word Ulam, you'll see that he says, wait a minute, does Rav Amram Gon make any sense? Ain't shum chalos Kiddushas Hayom as far as Purim is concerned. Purim is a day of chol. There's no Issur Melacha, there's no Karban. The Torah doesn't call it a moed. It's completely divested of any shall I say, expression of Kedushas Hayom. So how is it possible that Rav Amram Gaon is saying, well, the Kedushas Hayom is initiated by Kriyas HaMegillah, and therefore there's no way, no how, that we could declare in Tefillah that today is the day of Purim, because there was no Kriyas HaMegillah in Ma'ariv, and therefore I haven't yet initiated the Kedushas Hayom. What kind of premise is this? Where is Kedushas Hayom in Purim? So again, Joe, I'm getting back to your issue about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a very nice issue, and I'm not trying to in any way downplay that, but I think if I want to give a shiur on Purim, then I think the most fundamental question I could ever ask you is there Kedushas Hayom on Purim? And if I would ask this to my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, he would give me a slap over the face. He would say, what are you talking about? Kedushas Hayom on Purim? That's the craziest thing I ever heard. Get out of my base medrash. You can't learn in my shiur if you think that there's Kedushas Hayom on Purim. Now we want to study the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda and the Turi Evan have a very... Okay?
I think you can say, first of all, when Esther wanted to make a yontif,
yeah,
the Hill of Psalms does say, originally it says Yom Tov.
Okay, David. Very good. But it's not fair that you're stealing my show, okay? But I'm just telling you, David, with all due respect, I know it says yontif, and I realize that, but Kedushas Hayom, that's a little bit way out. You know, and again, as I said to you, I have no doubt that if I would say this Torah over to my Rebbe, he wouldn't even let me get started. He would stop me mid-sentence. But let's first start with a very big chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda and the Turi Evan. They both came up with a pretty radical idea. And what was their idea? We usually divide up mitzvahs d'oraisa, I'm talking about mitzvahs aseh, into two categories. There's what's called the d'oraisa, and there's called the d'rabbanan. These two achronim, they were pretty much contemporaries, and Noda B'Yehuda was a little bit before the Turi Evan. They came up with a third middle-of-the-road category, and that's called midivrei kabbalah. Any mitzvah that you find in Tanakh, that's codified in Tanakh, is an upgraded mitzvah derabbanon. It's not midivrei sofrim, but rather it's midivrei kabbalah. And they derive various nafkaminas from that, as far as an onen, in terms of Purim, and as far as a city that has a suffix, whether it's Mukefes Chom Mosi Yeshua Benun, in any event, Kriyas HaMegillah is Midivrei Kabbalah. However, that's only the Kriyas HaMegillah by day. The Kriyas HaMegillah by night is clearly a classic Durabbanon. In fact, nowhere does the Mishnah mention Kriyas HaMegillah at night. Kriyas HaMegillah by day, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says later on, it's Kol Hayom Kosher. There's no such thing as in the Mishnah as Kol HaLaila Ksheril LeKriyas HaMegillah. The entire enterprise of Kriyas HaMegillah by Laila is introduced by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, with various, you know, drashos that he came up with, that we should be reading the Megillah not only by day but also by night. However, the Ritva, at the beginning of Masechta Megillah, writes that Nikra Megillah Balayla is Midirei Kabbalah. That's pretty way out. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not creating a new enterprise, a new institution of Kriyas HaMegillah Midrabbanan at night, but rather he's just revealing to us that there's a double mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, and it includes both at night and by day. Therefore, even the Ritva, who says that Kriyas HaMegillah is Midivrei Kabbalah both by day and night, he's going to have to somehow come up with some sort of distinction between the two. They're both Midivrei Kabbalah, but despite that similarity, they are different. And how do I know this? Because Tosfos points out, and again we're going to have to see if the Ritva agrees with Tosfos, that we recite Shechiyanu not only at night, but also by day. Why? Because Tosfos formulates the following principle. Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. Why? Because if you look at Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's derivation for Kriyas HaMegillah by night, it says V'layla V'lo Dumyali, meaning I will continue at night. It means that that's an add-on, but the primary mitzvah is by day. So when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that even though you read the Megillah by day, you still have to read it by night, he's adding on another chiyuv, which is based on V'lo Dumyali, B'layla V'lo Dumyali. Again, if we had more time, we'd go through all the psukim and all the drushes. That's not for us now. We have a hekesh between zechira and asiya. What does that mean? That all the mitzvahs hayom, which is mishloach manos, sematas yonim, mishteh, and simcha, they all are equated to zechira. Now, all those mitzvahs apply only by day and not by night. The reason for that is because, says Tosis, Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah by day. So when we talk about Zechira, Zechira means Mikra Megillah, it's got to be by day. And that's the Ikar Kriya. And hence, the Asiya, or all the mitzvahs of Purim, have to be fulfilled by day because of this equation between Megillah and, which is Zechira and Asiya. Now you might ask, well, according to the Mitzvah, even the Kriya at night, which is Zechira, that also is Midirei Kabbalah. Okay, it's Midirei Kabbalah, but it's not the Ikar Kriya. So again, Rabbosai, what we're saying is that we might have an issue about the status of Mikra Megillah at night. So let's say, for example, in Tveria, are they going to read the Megillah at night on both Yudalin and Tesvav because of the Suffolk? Well, it's Midirei Kabbalah, and therefore we have to go Lechumra. But nevertheless, the Ikar Kriya is by day, and even the Ritva would agree that the Ikar Kriya is by day. Hence, all the mitzvahs hayom of Asiya equated to Zechira by day. However, and here's the radical difference. The Sefer Rokeach in Hilchas Brachos writes that Ikar Kriya HaMegillah is Balayla. And this reflects the Shita of the Chachmei Sfarad, who only have Shechiyonu at night. They never accepted the principle of Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. They hold like the Rokeach that the Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah is Balayla. Hence, it deserves a Shechiyonu. Now, this is a little bit odd. I can understand if you want to set up Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla to be equal to, you know, on par with Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. But why should Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla be the Ikar Kriya? And why is it different than all the mitzvahs hayom of Seuda, etc., etc., which require yom? And now we're really busting up this hekesh of Asiya and Zechira. So we're asking two questions. One question is a logical question, and the other question is a halachic question. The logical question is, why should Megillah by Laila be more important than Kriyas HaMegillah by yom? After all, the day of Purim is Bayom for all the mitzvahs. And now we're asking a halachic question, even if there's something compelling you to upgrade the status of Megillah reading at night to the Ikar Kriya, well, what are you going to do with the Hekesh between Zechira and Asiya? Are we going to therefore suggest that a person should eat a Sudas Purim Balayla? Is that a possibility? The Gemara says explicitly on that Vav, that Ochal Sudas Purim Balayla Lo Yatzi Yedei Chovah. So, well, wait a minute. If you're accepting the equation between Zechira and Asiya, and you're assuming that Zechira Beikra is Balayla, then Asiya should be Balayla. And if you eat a Suda Balayla, then you should be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Seuda. And yet the Gemara says explicitly, you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah of Seuda. So to make some sort of sense out of the Rokeach, we're going to take a look at a Rashi at the beginning of Masechta Megillah. Rashi says, Mishteh v'yontif. Okay, this comes closer to what David was saying before. Rashi speaks about the days of Purim for the Prozim on Yudal, for the Mukaf on Tesvav, as days of Mishteh v'yontif. There's no question about it. You can't erase the text. Rashi defines Purim as a yontif. Not only that, Rashi in his Pirish on the Megillah, on the Pasuk Vayomim Ha'elu Nizkarim V'Nasim, Rashi writes, Nizkarim V'Kriyas HaMegillah V'Nasim Mishteh V'Simcha V'Yontif. Rashi again is consistent that the days of Purim, Hayomim Ha'elu, are days of Yontif. Now the Gemara Megillah says that initially, this is a sugya daf behei, initially when Mordechai and Esther sent the igros, you know, all the messages to the people of Israel, their interest was to set up Purim as days of Yontif. However, the Gemara says that if you look carefully in Perek Tes of Megillah, of Megillah's Esther, it says that Kibu v'kibu aleim lios osim es yom ha'elu yimei mishta v'simcha. Yontif is dropped. So initially, in the plan of Mordechai and Esther, Purim was going to be set up as a Yontif. But the Gemara goes out of its way to say that at the end of the day, they did not accept Purim as a Yontif. Oh. So in other words, as far as the initial takon is concerned, there was an interest in setting up Purim as a Yontif. But as far as the Kabbalah, meaning how did the people of Israel accept this takana, they only accepted upon themselves days of Mishta v'Simcha, but not days of Yontif. Now, if that be the case, how could Rashi say in two places that Purim is a Yontif? Oh. So the... Yeah.
Okay, so there's still
an Esther Hesperantinus. Excellent. What is the following? As far as Iser Malach is concerned, which defines the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif, in the initial plan, Yontif of Purim was meant to be endowed with Iser Malach. That was not accepted by the people of Israel. However, there is a status of Purim as a Yontif, as far as Mishloach Manos is concerned, as far as Matanis of Yonim is concerned, as far as an Iser Hespid Vitainis is concerned, and as far as Simcha V'Mishta. Now, how do we know such a thing, that Purim is a Yontif, even after we rejected the Iser Malacha? This we know from the Marshal. The Marshal, the Chochma Shlomo in a Tshuva, writes that we have to equate Seudas Purim with Simchas Yontif. And he says, just like on Yontif, the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chagecha, Purim is also a Yontif, and therefore you require a Seuda. Now, let's explain. Here, the Marshal is arguing against the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, who lived about a half a century after the Marshal, he was of the opinion that there's no Chiv Seuda on Purim. There's only a Chiv of Mishta, which means that we have to eat basar and drink yayin, etc., etc., marbe v'suda, but it's not a suda mamish. And the nafkamina is whether we have to be koveh the suda lapas. According to Marshal, you have to be koveh suda lapas. And he derives it from Simchas Yontif. And based on the fact that the Marshal holds you have to be koveh suda lapas, if you omitted ala nisim in benching, then you're going to have to repeat benching. Because whenever, that's the rule of thumb. Again, this needs a long discussion, but whenever you have a chiv to be koveh suda lapas, then if you omit the extra haskaras hayom in Birkas HaMazon, you have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. According to the Magen Avraham, if you omitted ala nisim in benching, you don't repeat benching because there's no chiv to be koveh suda lapas on Purim. It's only a chiv of mishta. But according to the Marshal, that there's a chiv to be koveh yasuda lapas, and that's based on equation with with yontif. Therefore, if you omit ala nisim, you're going to have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. So now we're getting a little bit closer to our goal over here. We have the Rokeach, who insists that the Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah is Balayla. We have now Rashi in two places who says that Purim is a Yontif. We have the Marshal who derives a Halacha from the equation between Simcha on Yontif and Simcha on Purim. Just like on Yontif you need to be koveh suda lapas, so too on Purim you have to be koveh suda lapas. Hence, if you omit al-anisim, you're going to have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. I mean, Leil Purim now is taking on a whole new meaning, a whole new significance. Because, again, what you're talking about, according to the Marshal, is to be koveh suda. According to, and we'll see about Sudas Laila in just a minute, but the main point is that once you define and classify Purim as a Yontif, well, every Yontif that we know of is inaugurated at night, Hayom Holech Achar Alayla. And now we can begin to appreciate the Rokeach that the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is going to be Balayla. Because Layla is the initiates the Yontif of Purim. Again, not as far as Issa Malach is concerned, but the status of Purim as far as Simcha, as far as generating a Chiyuv of being Koveya Suda Lapas, and as far as Kriyas HaMegillah, and so far as Kriyas HaMegillah, according to the Rokeach, is at night, and that's Midivrei Kabbalah, has almost the status of a Yontif D'Oraisa. We're very close to classifying Purim as a Yontif D'Oraisa. Again, not as far as Issa Malach is concerned, but as far as Kriyas HaMegillah, and as far as the mitzvah of Simcha and Seuda to be Koveya Lapas. If you're following me in the text, we're now up to the paragraph that starts Vehine. And this paragraph is based on the Masechta Sofrim. The Masechta Sofrim, which as you know is a compilation of Brisos, says the following. In the 20th paragraph of Masechta Sofrim, Chazon Tzorech Lomar Atakadosh Bishmona Esrei Shal Chanukah V'chein V'Roshei Chadoshim V'chein B'chol Shal Moed Mishum Shekosim Bohem Al Olas Tamid. In other words, you need Atakadosh, that's what we call Volitzion, and he requires on the 18 days that we recite Hallel, which include, just one second, I'm sorry, I lost it for a second. No, one second. Kol Hayom Shein Bo Musaf, Ein Bo Kiddush. Oh, I'm sorry. What he's talking about the following. He wants to know, the Masechta Sofrim, is there such a thing as Kiddush on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed? We don't know of such an entity, do we? There's no Kiddush on Chanukah. And he says the following, that there's a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Chia in the Tosefta, in the Brisa, in Masechta Sofrim, as to whether or not there's Kiddush on Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Chia says, Kol Yom She'ein Bo Korban Musaf, Ein Bo Kiddush, Chutz Mi Chanukah. Now it's interesting that although there's a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Chia in this Braisa about Rosh Chodesh and Chol Shel Moed, do these days require Kiddush? However, with regard to Chanukah, it seems that there's an exception to the rule of Rav Chia, that unless there's a Korban Musaf, there's no Kiddush. But on Chanukah, even in the absence of a Korban Musaf, we're going to recite Kiddush. Again, we don't paskin like this, but it's very fascinating that there would be Kiddush on Chanukah, and that would be true according to the Tanakhama, both according to the Tanakhama and according to Reb Chia. The Tanakhama, because he holds that any day that has its own mitzvahs, and it's a unique day on the Hebrew calendar, requires Kiddush. According to Reb Chia, no, you need a Korban Musaf. But the exception is going to be Chanukah. And then the Braisa Masechta Sofrim quotes a Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim Af B'Purim. That Purim also fits into this category of a special day. And just like on Chanukah you need Kiddush, so too on Purim you need Kiddush. However, Mipnei SheYesh Megillah. Now what does he mean, Yesh Megillah? Well, is the Megillah itself a substitute for Kiddush? Or is the fact that there is Megillah, therefore it's so fact that it has to be Kiddush on Purim? Now the only Kiddush I knew on Purim was in my youth, I was in Bnei Akiva, they had a Kiddush for Purim. But there's no Kiddush on Purim. But yet the Masechta Sofrim records that there's Kiddush on Purim. And he says, V'yesh Omrim Af B'Purim. It would seem from the Masechta Sofrim that there's no chiyuv of Kiddusha on Shabbos and Yontif, and any day that has a Korban Musaf, but nevertheless, on Chanukah and Purim, we're going to need Kiddush, even in the absence of a carbon musaf. I mean, this is pretty wild. Even if we don't accept this halacha, but it's a very fascinating idea that Chanukah and Purim require Kiddush. What else do we have on Chanukah and Purim? We have Hallel. Okay, on Purim we don't have Hallel, but we have Megillah and Kriyas Suzui Hilula. So basically on both Chanukah and Purim we have Hallel, and now in addition to Hallel, we're adding Kiddush. And what does that mean? So if you take a look at the top of your Reish Lamed and Gimel, he says that Shabbos V'Yontif have a Chalos Kiddusha, which is called Itzumo Shel Yom, and therefore with the Chalos Kiddusha of Kiddusha Sayom, you generate a mitzvah of Kiddusha, of Kiddush. And therefore any day that has a Korban Musaf, like for example Rosh Chodesh, and perhaps Chol Shel Moed in the case of Sukkot, anyway, it has a Korban Musaf, and therefore even though it might not have the endowment of Issa Malacha, it's going to have a Kiddush for the Itzumo Shel Yom. But now, what we're saying is that there's an Itzumo Shel Yom, even without Kiddusha Sayom of Issa Malacha, and even in the absence of a Korban Musaf. So we have Kiddusha Sayom in one of two ways before we get to Chanukah and Purim. Either with Kiddusha Sayom of Issa Malacha or Kiddusha Sayom of Korban Musaf. Each one individually, independently, would be enough to generate Kiddush. What about Chanukah and Purim? Chanukah and Purim have neither the Kiddusha Sayom of Issa Malacha nor the Korban Musaf, any extra carbon, any carbon at all. So what generates Kiddusha on Chanukah and Purim? According to the Masechta Sofrim, it's not a Yom Mekudash. The Afagav, the Lesbuhu Karban Musaf, the Lesbuhu Isur Malacha. So what generates the Chi of Kiddusha? Mikol Makom Mishum Sheyesh B'Chanukah Halel, U'B'Purim, instead of Halel we have Megillah. Ischal Chalos Kiddusha, B'Itzuma Shel Yom. I mean, this is pretty wild. As I said to you at the outset, my Rebbe would really pull me by my ear and throw me out for this. How could you have Kiddush Sayom on Purim? But then again, how could you have Kiddush Sayom on Chol HaMoed if it doesn't have Issa Malacha Midoraisa according to that Shita? Or on Rosh Chodesh, which certainly doesn't have Lekuliyam, doesn't have an Issa Malacha. And yet ask Kiddush Sayom. So the answer will be, but Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh are endowed with Kiddush Sayom by virtue of the Korban Musaf. Hence we according to the Masechta Sofer, recite Kiddush on Chol HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh. But what are you going to do to justify Kiddush according to the Masechta Sofer in the case of Chanukah and Purim? Where's the Kiddush Sayom? Where's the Korban Musaf? There's nothing there. So you'd have to look for another mitzvah which sets up this calendar date as unique. And that mitzvah is going to be the mitzvah of Hallel in the case of Chanukah, and the mitzvah of Megillah in the case of Purim. Now this is pretty way out. Now I'm looking at the clock and I'm trying to see how we can fit this all in the next 5 minutes.
Just sum it up. Here's the bottom line.
Okay, let's see if I can sum it up again. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to come back later, if possible, to some of the meat and potatoes. V'yamavur yeshlom and purim chal chalos kedusha b'tzuma shayom mipnei mitzvahs megillah, and the kedusha sayom of Purim is now going to be initiated by kriyas hamegillah, and specifically by kriyas hamegillah b'layla. And then, again, I don't know if he means that you actually have to read the Megillah or the time is ripe for the Chi of Megillah. I don't know. That might depend upon how Machlok is here with Rav Amram going. But in any event, if you assume that the Kriyas of Megillah is going to generate the Kedusha Sayom, and that's why there's Kedusha Sayom on Purim, okay? And now we're going to look on page Reish Lamed Dalet, and we're going to say the following. That there's an Alanisim on Purim which substitutes for Hallel, and that Alanisim is going to be recited not just by day, because Hallel is always limited to day, but it's a kind of Hallel that can be recited even at night. So we do have an entity of Hallel at night in Alanisim. And Rashi identifies Alan Nisim with the Yontif of Hanukkah, and therefore, ipso facto, the Yontif of Purim. So Alan Nisim is a Hallel, and in the case of Purim, the Alan Nisim is going to be the Hallel that initiates the Kedusha Sayom of Purim. Now, how do I know the Kedusha Sayom of Purim starts at night? Because we have, according to the Rokeach, the Ikar Mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is by night. And how do we know this Kedusha Sayom in Purim? That we're going to derive from Masechta Sofrim. So given all those principles, then you can begin to understand that you need some sort of Kiddush that would sanctify the day of Purim. And what's going to be the Kiddush to sanctify the day of Purim? It's going to be the Alan Nisim. Hence, we begin to understand Rav Amram Gaon. I messed up here a little because I skipped two paragraphs. Let me try to catch it before the bell rings. What we're going to say is the following. That Alan Nisim is an expression of the Kedusha Sayom of Purim that we're going to add to Shmoneh Esrei. Kol yom tein lo me'ein berchosav. Then any day that's endowed with Kedusha Sayom requires a Tosefes of Tefillah. In the case of the Kedusha Sayom of Purim, we're going to need to add Alan Nisim. But now we have to ask ourselves a different question. What initiates the Kedusha Sayom of Purim? I mean, in the case of Shabbos or Yontif, we know what initiates the Kedusha Sayom. It's Lila. But in the case of Purim, insofar as Lila doesn't generate any mitzvahs, we don't have Isa Malacha on Purim. So what's going to initiate the Kedusha Sayom of Purim? Comes along Rav Amram Gaon, he says it's the Kriyas HaMegillah. Why? Because what makes Purim a special day? In the case of Hanukkah, what makes Hanukkah a special day is going to be, it's going to be Hallel, or perhaps Halukas Ner Hanukkah. Okay, that we have to analyze. But in the case of Purim, it's going to be Mikra Megillah. So when is Mikra Megillah going to sanctify the day of Purim with Kedusha Sayom? Well, it depends. If you hold that Ikar Kriyas Bayom, then only with daybreak is there going to be a Kedusha Sayom of Purim when we read the Megillah. But if you hold that there's a Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, and that's the Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah as we saw in the Rokeach, then the Kedusha Sayom of Purim is going to be initiated by what? By Kriyas HaMegillah. So take a look at the paragraph that starts Me'ata. Hare osi shaper shitas Rav Amram Gaon shesvir le di ein omrim al anisim ad achar kriyas hamegillah. Correct? So on Yontif, Tefillah itself and the Kiddush in Tefillah, according to Rav Amram Gaon, is going to initiate the Kedusha Sayom. Hence, I could add Yalav V'Yovo. But in the case of Purim, what is going to initiate the Kedusha Sayom that's going to allow me to add something to Shmoneh Esrei, namely Alan Nisim? The answer is Kriyas HaMegillah. And why Kriyas HaMegillah? Why does Kriyas HaMegillah have to come first and then Alan Nisim second? And the answer is because Rav Amram Gaon holds that on Chanukah and Purim, we read the Megillah in order to... I'm sorry. Then on Purim, when we read the Megillah, that is itself Hallel. So on Chanukah we have Hallel. On Purim we don't have Hallel, we have Kriyas HaMegillah. And therefore, the Kriyas HaMegillah is going to initiate the Kedusha Sayom. So let's just summarize, and then I'll let you go. We have to say the following. Rav Amram Gaon assumes that you cannot add a mention of the day of Purim until after Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Pella of it is that he compares it, or the Agos Maimonides compares it to Kiddush on Leil Yontif. And basically Rav Amram Gaon holds that in Kiddush on Leil Yontif we cannot recite Yalav Yov until after Kiddush. Just that he holds that Kiddush and Tefillah is enough. Why is that parallel to Purim? Purim, after all, doesn't have a Kedush Sayom. It has no Isa Malacha, it has no Korban Musav, it's not called a Moed, nothing. Batich, as we say. But the answer is that the Kedush Sayom of Purim is codified in Megillah, in Masechta Sofrim, because Masechta Sofrim says that there's Kiddush on Purim. again, even if we don't accept the Bafal, the actual requirement of Kiddush on Purim of Masechtas Sofrim, but we can accept the concept that there is Kiddush Sayom on Purim. And what is that Kiddush Hayom? The Kiddush Hayom is engendered by the special mitzvah. Well, in the case of Hanukkah, we have a special mitzvah of Hallel. But in the case of Purim, we don't have a mitzvah of Hallel. But we do have a mitzvah of Hallel. What is the mitzvah of Hallel on Purim? Kriyas HaMegillah. Thus, according to Rav Amram Gaon, that you can't add any mention of the day in Tefillah until after you Mekadesh the Yom. So in the case of Yontif, you have to recite Kiddush in Tefillah, and then at the end of the Tefillah, you could mention Yalav Yovo. If we apply that rule that you can only add a mention of the day after Kiddush, what's going to be on Purim? And the answer is, well, Hallel on Purim could initiate the Kiddush Hayom. The only problem is there is no Hallel on Purim. So what do we have on Purim? What mitzvah is going to initiate the Kiddush Hayom? You can't say it's just Lila, because Lila doesn't accomplish anything as far as Purim is concerned. There's no Isur Malacha. So you're going to have to say it's the Mitzvah Hayom. Well, what is the Mitzvah Hayom? The answer is the Mitzvah Hayom is Purim, is Kriyas HaMegillah. Add that to the Rokeach, who says that the Iker Kriya is at night. And we ask, what would be the logical reason why the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah would be at night? And the answer is because Kriyas HaMegillah at night is going to initiate the Kedushas Hayom. And therefore, says Rav Amram Gaon, we have to postpone our addition of Al HaNisim to Tefillah until after Kiddush Hayom, namely after Kriyas HaMegillah. So via Pella, two people are davening in the same place. Let me say it a little differently. Two people are reading the Megillah in the same place. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is going to recite Al HaNisim in Ma'ariv. Shimon is not going to recite Al HaNisim in Ma'ariv. What's the difference? Shimon David Meir before Kriyas HaMegillah. But Reuven came in to the shul a little bit late. He didn't get a chance to dab Meir, and they were reciting the Megillah. When he finishes the Megillah, he, Reuven, will recite Al HaNisim in Shmon Esrei. And why? Because he already has the Kiddush Hayom of Purim. What initiates the Kiddush Hayom of Purim? It's going to be the Kriyas HaMegillah. Because we don't accept the opinion of Rav Amram Gaon and the Masechtas Sofrim. Why don't you ask me a different question? Why don't we recite Kiddush on Purim? Okay, we didn't accept this opinion. But what my, you know, maybe I misled you into thinking that the Shia today is Halach L'Maisa Shia. I never said that, but maybe you got that impression. My purpose here, and that's what I'm excited about, is to show you that Purim might be a lot more complicated than we think it is. And there is a possibility out there. Now I asked you, why is it that you cannot fulfill the Sudas Purim at night? And the answer is because Chazal established the Sudas Purim at night and a Sudas Purim by day. Now, how many people here are going to set up a Sudas Purim tonight? Nobody.
Soup and salad.
Soup and salad is fine, but that's not a Sudas Purim.
No.
And the answer is that maybe we should be establishing a Sudas Purim at night if we would accept Rav Amram Gaon. The only thing is we don't accept Rav Amram Gaon. But if we would have accepted Rav Amram Gaon, there's a Kedushas Hayom to Purim, which is initiated by Kriyas HaMegillah at night. And if you would daven Ma'ariv after Megillah reading, then you would add Al HaNisim. But if you would daven Ma'ariv before Kriyas HaMegillah, you'd have to omit Al HaNisim according to Rav Amram Gaon. This is one of the Gaonim. I'm also a Gaon, but I'm not a real Gaon. Rav Amram is a real Gaon. And he says that you would not recite Al HaNisim until after Kriyas HaMegillah. And the answer is, because he understood, like the Masechtas Sofrim, that this Kedushas Hayom in Purim, and he added his own Chiddush, that the Kedushas Hayom is engendered by Kriyas HaMegillah, and therefore before Kriyas HaMegillah there's no room for Al HaNisim. What would Rav Amram Gaon say about a Sudas Purim at night? What would he say about Shechiyonu by day? And here we introduce the Sefer HaRokeach, who says the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah is Balayla. There would be no Shechiyonu by day, because that's already a secondary mitzvah. The whole purpose of Kriyas HaMegillah is to initiate Purim. And until you initiate Purim, you cannot fulfill any of the mitzvahs of Purim. You cannot even recite Al HaNisim in Tefillah. And until you recite the Megillah you have at night, you haven't fulfilled the Iker Mitzvah of Megillah. So a person read the Megillah by day, but he omitted Kriyas Megillah at night, according to Rav Avram Gaon, and we integrated this with the Rokeach, he has not fulfilled the main Mitzvah of Megillah. Megillah was established in order to generate the Kedusha Sayom of Purim. There's no Issa Malach on Purim. Well, there's no Issa Malach on Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh has a Kedusha Sayom. The answer is that Purim also has a Kedusha Sayom. You could have a Kedusha Sayom without what? Without Issa Malach. And that's why Rashi has a right in two places to classify and describe Purim as Yontif. Yontif meaning it's endowed with Kedusha Sayom. The Gemara says that they never accepted Yontif. The answer is they didn't accept the Kedusha Sayom of a Yontif in the classical sense of Iser Malacha, but there is Kedusha Sayom. And that Kedusha Sayom of Purim generates many different mitzvahs. But the most primary mitzvah is Megillah. Comes along the Rokeach, and comes along the Sefer Rav Amram Gaon, and which Megillah is going to be the main Megillah reading? Which Megillah is going to initiate the Kedusha Sayom of Purim? It's going to be Megillah Belaila.
Hi, Hanukkah. Drink wine. Are you going to say a Bray for your Guffin? Are you going to say a Tov of a Meitiv? Are you going to say both?
What do you mean by a Tova Mitva? You've already recited Bar Priya Goffin, and now they bring you another wine that's on a
hot. No, like it's that sound because it's like it's a Chetzi Yom Tov. Yom Tov, it's not Yom Tov.
Well, I don't know that. If you're talking about Baruch, maybe I misunderstood you, but if you're talking about Baruch HaTovah Meitiv, I don't think that has anything to do with Kedush Sayom or Yontif. That has to do with the quality of the wine.
Yeah.
Well, let me add a few points here, which we didn't get a chance to fit in during the allotted time. One is a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Dalet, and the Gemara says Yomim Sheyesh Bam Karban. We're talking about a Karban Musaf here. Kegon Rosh Chodesh Chol Hamoed is Arvis V'Shachris U'Mincha Mispal Shmones V'Yomim Me'Ena Ma'ora Be'Avoda. So the Me'ena Ma'ora, the addition to the Shmonesri, is justified by a Karban Musaf, which applies to Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed as well. The Imlo Omar Machzirino, so if he left out Yal V'Yovo in any of the tefillos, again, Rosh Chodesh is a little more complicated as far as Meirev, but he has to repeat Shmon Esrei. Yomim She'ein Bahem Karban Musaf. For example, in Tainios, we have Sheni V'Chamishi Shal Tainios from Amodos. We have Arvis of Shachris and Mincha. He's Mispal Shmon Esrei. And he recites Meina Ma'ora, B'Shomea Tefillah, but Imlo Omar Ein Machzir No So, because these days, even though the days of Tainus, they don't have a special Korban Musaf. The Rosh, in Masechta Shabbos, Sima Mem Tesvav, writes that we derive from this Brisa, which is quoted in the Gemara on Shabbos, that we mentioned, the Misha Tovlo Hizkir Al Nisim B'Chanaka, Ube Purim, Ein Machzir No So, Shein Machzir B'Yomim Shein Bem Korban Musaf. But then he writes, "V'tanya b'tosefta b'per gimel debrachos lehedja kol yom she'im bo karban musaf kigon chanukah purim bi'arvis v'shachas u'mincha mispalel yudches v'omer me'ena ma'ora be'oda." He's referring to Al Nisim. V'imlo omar ein machzirino so. It means that a yom, a day that has a karban musaf, is like a yontif. It has a kedusha which requires me'ena ma'ora. And if that Kedusha and Me'ena Ma'or is not Yotzei Lefa'al, and he omitted it, then he has to repeat Shmon Esrei. However, days that don't have a Karban Musaf, the day has no Chalos Kedusha, just as a din of Haskara, but in such a case, that's not Me'ikra Tefillah, and therefore if you omitted it, Ein Machzirin also. Now again, the Rosh writes that Chanuk and Purim are different than other Yomim Tovim insofar as they don't have a Karban Musaf. And the Nafkamin, again, just to reiterate, is that if you leave out Al Nisim in Shmon Esrei, you don't repeat Shmon Esrei. However, there's a Rishon called the Sefer Abatim, one of the Rishonim, and he writes in Perek Yom Hilchos Tefillah, quoting the Rav Hanagid, and we're probably going back now to the period of the Gaonim, that when it says that Imo Omar al Nisim Ein Machzir No Sod Tefilas Shachris Bilvad Amru Mipnei Sheyesh Ba Pirsum Kriyas Halel O Megillah Al Betfilas Mincha Sheein Ba Pirsum Lo Das Hayom Machzir No Sod. In other words, according to the Sefer Abatim, that Chanukah and Purim are different than a day that has Karban Musaf, because they don't have a Karban Musaf. And nevertheless, if you omit Yala, if you omit Al Nisim in Mincha, Machzir No Sod. In other words, at Chanukah and Purim, even in the absence of a Karban Musaf, nevertheless, there is Kriyas HaHalel, and in Purim there's Kriyas HaMegillah, and therefore there's a Chalos Kedusha in the Itzumo Shel Yom. And that generates a tefillah miyuchedes, a special tefillah for this day because of the Kiddush Hayom. And therefore, if you leave out Al Nisim, then you're leaving out, you're omitting a chunk of, a critical chunk of tefillah, and therefore, machzir no so. And he quotes the example of Mincha. He says, as far as Shachris is concerned, there's no din of machzir no so if in tefillah Shachris he omits Al Nisim. And that's because Yesh Ba Pirsum through Kriyas HaHal or Kriyas HaMegillah. In other words, there's a connection here, an integration between the Tefillah of Shachris and the reading of Megillah, or in the case of Hanukkah, and the recitation of HaHal. So you already get this special Pirsum element, and therefore, Ein Machzir No Sod. But if there's no special Pirsum element, then Ein Chinami Machzir No Sod, even on Chanukah and Purim, because they're invested with Kedusha Sayom in the Itzumo Shel Yom, and therefore that generates a special chiyuv of Tefillah Miuchedes. And if you don't daven that Tefillah Miuchedes, you're going to have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So it comes out that Purim has a Chalos Kedusha Sayom in the Itzumo Shel Yom because of the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. There's a Kiddush Sayom, which depends and is generated by Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is also Megeder Kiddush. One could say that since there's Kiddush Sayom on Purim, therefore what initiates that Kiddush Sayom, it's going to be Kriyas HaMegillah. It cannot be Hallel, because Hallel is going to be, has to be postponed until the daytime. In the case of Chanukah, since there's no Hallel at night, the Kedusha Yom would have to be postponed until the daytime. But according to Rambam Gaon, that would make it impossible to mention Al Nisim in Ma'ariv on Leil Chanukah. I'm talking the first day of Chanukah. So you're going to have to say something about Adlokas Ner, or you're going to have to say that that maybe Enochinami, we should not... maybe there's another din of Al Nisim, not, you know, which is required at night, but not B'Torah's Kedusha Yom. Now again, we said that Rashi more than once establishes that Purim is called a Yontif. And Rashi says that it's called a Yontif, and we recite Hallel, or a substitution for the Hallel of Kriyas HaMegillah, and we recite Al Nisim. This is all reflective of the status of the day of Purim as a Yontif. So it means our Al Nisim Boda is not just Azkara, but it's part of the Etzim Yontif. Then we could say that the Amir of Al Nisim Gufa perhaps is Mekadesh the Yom. Like for example, in Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Hal until the day, and yet there's Haskar Me'enama or at night. But that's not critical. But what about Purim? So perhaps we could say that the Rokeach wants to suggest that the Iker Mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is at night, because the Kriyas Laila, in addition to being a Pirsum Anes, is also a Kriya of a Maisa Kiddush HaLayom. Hence, if it's a Kiddush HaLayom, it takes on a whole new dimension, and that makes it the Iker Mitzvah of Kiddush. The Iker Mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, because that Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla is Kiddush. And if we accept this principle of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Layla as a Maisa Kiddush, then we can begin to understand Rav Amram Gaon, that he holds that you cannot recite Al Nisim until after Kriyas HaMegillah. And why is that? Why is Al Nisim depend upon, why is it engendered by Kriyas HaMegillah? The answer is that Rav Amram Gaon holds that the the Al Anisim is part of the essence of the tefillah, and that's why we saw in the Sefer HaBatim that if you leave out Al Anisim mincha time on Purim, you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. And why is Al Anisim as a Azkar Min HaMaor so critical to tefillah? Because the day itself, although there's no Karban, is a day that's endowed with Kiddush Sayom. Comes along Rav Amram Gaon, says what initiates that Kiddush Sayom is the process of Kiddush. It's in Kriya Samigila. And Kriya Samigila is going to engender the Kiddush B'Yitzumo Shel Yom, and hence generate a Chiyuv of Mein HaMaor whenever there's Kiddush Sayom. Not the Kiddush Sayom classic of Issa Malach, and not even the Kiddush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh of Karban Musav, but the Kiddush Sayom of Kriyas HaMegillah, etc., etc. And with the reading of the Megillah, that Kiddush Sayom is inaugurated, and that's when you could recite Al Anisim in Tefillah, because you've already initiated the Kiddush Sayom through the Kriyas HaMegillah. Hence, if you haven't read the Megillah yet, you do not recite Al Hanisim. Okay, then I think we'll end here, and we covered pretty much the sugya.